You're listening to the Luddite Lounge, where we're serving up news, views, and how-tos for the digital world we've all come to depend on, whether we like it or not. This is episode 2 of the Lounge, and it's going to be my first standalone 5-5 tech episode. Meaning I'm going to cover 5 news stories in 5 minutes. You can find show notes with related links at ludditelounge.com/episode2. And since the entire purpose of 5-5 Tech is to keep the episode brief, I'm just going to jump right into it. Number 1. Last week was all about Apple with the announcement of new iPhones, iPads, and an updated Apple TV. This week is all about Amazon, with the announcement of new Kindle Fires and an updated Amazon Fire TV. The Kindle Fire news includes larger tablets, cheaper tablets, including one for just $50, and a speed reading feature. The Fire TV's big news is that it will support 4K video content, something Apple TV's updated model does not. So that'll be interesting to see how that plays out. It will also have more voice support beyond search and a built-in Mayday feature where you can get live help from Amazon support reps. I'm working on putting together a show about streaming media players, so I'll definitely be talking more about both the new Fire TV and Apple TV then. I've also been wanting to do some posts about the Kindle Fire, since that's the tablet I use, so this seems like a pretty good time for that as well. So stay tuned. Number 2. Anyone who followed the campaign we put together earlier this year to try to convince Google to bring back classic Google Maps knows that I don't say this a lot, but kudos to Google! They are making a 1-to-1 match of donations for relief efforts for the European refugee crisis, up to 5 million euros, which is about 5.5 million US dollars. By the time you hear this, they'll have probably already reached their goal, since at the time I'm recording it, they were already well over 3/4 of the way there. But you can learn more about the crisis and the work being done by the groups that they're donating to at onetoday.google.com/page/refugee-relief. Number 3. Next to the Darwin Awards, probably my favorite awards of the year are the Ig Nobels. These are a counterpoint to the real Nobel Awards by honoring less, quote, traditional achievements in 10 categories of science and humanities. My personal favorite was the woman who won the Public Health Ig Nobel in 2004 for proving the validity of the 5-second rule. In case you're not familiar with the 5-second rule, that's the one that says, if you drop food on the floor and pick it up within 5 seconds, it's safe to eat. So there's a good example of what you might see at the Ig Nobels. I'm mentioning it because tonight, September 17th, is the 25th annual Ig Nobels, which are happening at Harvard University. Go thinkers! Number 4. I love when technology is used to help bring history to life, so I think this next story is really cool. A website called Oh Say Can You See has, for the first time, digitized hundreds of freedom petitions, as well as other court cases, filed by African Americans in the late 18th and early 19th centuries. Go to earlywashingtondc.org and select Petitions from the Document Type dropdown to check them out yourself. And finally, number 5. This is one of those stories that a mere 10 years ago would have made no sense whatsoever, but that is now being covered by virtually every major media outlet you can name. This week, Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg announced that the company is working on a version of a dislike button, something users have been asking for years. Now, from his description of it, it's not so much going to be about disliking someone's post as it is going to be disliking the situation they're posting about. Right now, for example, if someone posts that they were in a car accident, a lot of people don't want to like that post for obvious reasons. So some commentators are calling it more of an empathy button. Details about what it will actually be called or look like have not been announced yet, but I'm sure when they are, there will be a lot of liking going around. And that's it for this episode of 5-5 Tech. Hope you enjoyed these news stories. Again, you can find the show notes at ludditelounge.com/episode2. Thanks for listening. Until next time. Theme music for the Luddite Lounge is by Mark Blasco at podcastthemes.com.